Officially the biggest market share commercial radio show on the dial. The Frank Mitchell Phone-In. Monday to Friday, 9 until noon on U105.
So you see it, if it's not alliance, it's most likely going to be rotation between DUP and Sinn Féin, as opposed to it being offered to someone like Claire Sugden.
No, I don't know what exactly they're planning. I mean, they assured us yesterday that they had a plan B. I think there was certainly an element of street theatre with people coming and going in short succession around the castle for the benefit of the television cameras. And indeed, somebody inside the castle told us they weren't very good at it, and we agreed. There is a real issue that we need to find a serious way of addressing these points, and the street theatre yesterday was not a serious way of addressing those points.
Well, you've been the justice minister. If it's Claire Sugden, would that young woman be up to it?
What? Now you're making a fairly sexist and ageist assumption on that particular point.
Not at all, because she is young and she is a woman. If it was a young man, I would say exactly the same. Well, the reason that I asked the question is, you've got a party machine behind you. She doesn't. Would she be up to doing the job that you used to do?
Well, I'm not saying whether Claire Sugden would be up to it or not. That's up to others and indeed Claire herself to judge if an offer is made to her. All I can say is that from my perspective, as the first Justice Minister after 38 years of direct rule, I found that I almost certainly needed a reasonably strong Assembly team of 8 MLAs together. I needed the support I had from the family and friends across the constituency. I needed an extremely good special advisor. All of that contributed to what I believe was a success for the 6 years that I was Minister of Justice. It's up to others and Claire herself to judge whether she has the necessary support for her to do it if an officer is made to her.
What happens to the Alliance Party if you're not in the executive, if you don't have one of your members as the Justice Minister? It's the end of the road, really, because you don't qualify for opposition either.
Well, hold on a second. From 2001 to 2010, I was leader of the opposition, as I styled myself, when the opposition had no rights whatsoever. So it will be no different from that position.
Yes, but not in this new opposition as set up by Nesbitt and Eastwood. You can't be part of it.
Well, I'm not sure whether there is anything actually being set up by Nesbitt and Eastwood, as you describe it. It's a little unclear exactly how those two, and indeed you've just had comments from Eamon Malley on that particular point. The reality is there are privileges of opposition, but a lot of opposition is around coherence, it's around detailed work on policy, it's around holding the executive to account, and whether the specific privileges of being able to ask the first question or whatever make a real difference, as opposed to the quality of the members and the way they handle their business, will be very much seen in the coming weeks, I suspect.
And do you admire Nesbitt and Eastwood for coming out?
Well, I think there's absolutely no doubt that the way they were treated by the DUP and Sinn Féin was that they were not wanted in and the options were there. I must say there's a certain irony that the party which governed Northern Ireland for so long is now not even a minor party of government. But frankly, it didn't seem to particularly make much difference to the visibility of the Ulster Unionists when Mike Nesbitt pulled Danny Kennedy out of the executive a few months ago. I'm not too sure how much difference it will make. So it's not an issue of admiration, it's an issue of the reality of the position that those two parties were in. They were not being particularly asked by the two parties in control. We were asked to help the DUP and Sinn Féin out of their problem, but they were not willing to accept the solution which we put forward.
They forced your hand, however, didn't they? Because you would prefer to have that ministerial role.
Well, sorry, I personally made it clear I would not be.
Well, not you personally, but you'd prefer the Alliance Party to have it.
I would have preferred the Alliance Party to have a ministerial role in an executive which was delivering for Northern Ireland, in an executive which was making fundamental changes for the benefit of all the people of Northern Ireland, in seeing the reforms which I was able to institute in justice carried forward into the wider executive as a whole. So yes, I would have preferred to have had an Alliance Minister if that Alliance Minister could have delivered. But what was absolutely clear about the unwillingness of Arlene and Martin yesterday to consider the proposals we put forward was that there wouldn't have been that opportunity for an Alliance Minister to make a real difference in an executive that was making a real difference. And on that basis, I made the recommendation to the Assembly Group, to the Party Executive and to the Governing Council yesterday evening that there was currently no basis on which to nominate an Alliance Justice Minister.
The First Minister says she'll meet the requirements of setting up a new executive by the middle of next week. Do you believe she will and we won't have to go back to the polls?
Well, I really think you need to ask the First Minister and Deputy First Minister whether the confidence that they expressed outside Stormont Castle yesterday tends with what appeared to be a degree of arrogance of we're in control is actually going to be justified or not by Wednesday midnight.
Okay, David Ford, appreciate your
time.
Thank you very much indeed.
Get involved with the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Call us on 90 333 105. Text us on 077 66 105 105. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. And if you've missed any of our interviews, go to u105.com/catch-up.